I believe in putting it down.
I believe in doctor's visits.
I believe in being yourself.
I believe in gum.
I believe in getting lost.
I believe in midnight snacks.
I believe in fear.
I believe in ice cream.
I believe in fairies.
I believe in sledding.
I believe in water guns.
I believe in music.
I believe in teammates.
I believe in running.
I believe in wrong turns.
I believe in family.
This, we believe.
Ariana Taranides has never turned down a bowl of ramen noodles and doesn't plan to do so anytime soon. She is unhealthily obsessed and is a strong believer of the saying, teach a man to fish and you'll feed him for a lifetime. Give him ramen noodles and you don't have to teach him anything. Lawrence Downs. Ariana can usually be found eating ramen noodles or posting pictures of them on her Insta at the Ari Diaries.
I love ramen noodles more than the average teenage girl loves Zac Efron, and that's saying a lot because he's a heartthrob and ramen noodles are not. I feel as though this is because I have more of a chance of eating ramen noodles tonight than I do of meeting Zac Efron ever. Don't get me wrong, I love Zac Efron. The East High Wildcats practically raised me. Now that I'm grown up, though, I do not need to depend on Troy and Gabriella as much anymore. I need to depend on me, myself, and my ramen noodles. To me, ramen noodles are a sign. And no, I'm not talking about a sign from the heavenly gods above. I'm talking about signs as in symbols. To me, ramen noodles symbolize independence. When I'm home alone and hungry, I make ramen noodles. To make ramen noodles, all you really need to do is boil some water and stir the contents of the package that you've dumped into it. Unless, of course, you're cooking them in the microwave, because who doesn't like a good old cup of noodles, am I right? Then all you really need to do is push a few buttons and bam, ramen noodles. Okay, enough about how to make them. Let's get back to my idea of independency. I believe that in order to be independent, you must start by being dependent on something. When I was younger and I wanted to eat some good old ramen noodles, I would depend on my mother to make them for me. Since I was unable to myself, I depended on my mother to buy the package, boil the water, stir in the ingredients, pour them into a bowl, and set it in front of me before I sat down to eat it. Back then, all I really did was eat. As I got older, I became responsible for my ramen noodles. It was up to me to remember to put the package in the cart at the grocery store, boil the water in the pot at the stove, stir in the ingredients, then get the bowl to pour them into. Over time, each step I completed individually evolved into a sequence. I started by putting the package in the cart, and I progressed onto making ramen noodles whilst home alone and hungry. Now that I think ramen noodles are arguably the best things to cook, but back when I started making them, the words ramen noodles and easy did not correspond in my head. I did not think of them as equals because I had so long depended on my mother to make them for me. I had to learn how to become independent from my mother and to make ramen noodles for myself. I no longer depend on my mother to make ramen noodles for me. It's like in an experiment conducted where there's a control variable, the ramen noodles, a dependent variable, me, and an independent variable, my mom. Can the dependent variable make the control variable without the independent variable? Can I make ramen noodles without the help of my mother? As the independent variable, yes, I can.